You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Sit yourself at your piano, touch the keys and let your hand go. When you start a song, whether it concerns the starlight, rainy days or pretty moonlight. When you write a song, when you feel your song's complete, and you think it sounds so sweet, play it over for your sweetheart if she likes it from the first part. Then you'll have a song. Give it to the slide trombone and listen to its wailful moan. When you write a song, you will want to shout and sing it when the trumpet starts to swing. Wow, you've got a song. When you feel your song's complete and you think it sounds real sweet, if you want it to sound cuter, give it to a handsome fluter. Then you'll have a song. Crosby can go boo 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 boo, but you can play a small kazoo. When you write a song, learn to duck or write tomato, play it on the sweet potato. When you write your song, if you feel it's incomplete and it does not sound so sweet, if you cannot sing, just whistle. Then you'll have a song. Maybe it should sound much dumber, give it to the old bass drummer. When you write your song, if you cannot solve this riddle, slap it on the big bass fiddle. When you write your song, if your song sounds incomplete and you feel it's not so sweet, give it to the whole darn band and they will make it sound just grander.
random daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yeah, Radiola again. I'm surprised too. Yes, indeed, we're here. We managed to survive whatever it was we were supposed to survive, and we're back. And I'm not surprised. It's just about as I thought. But there we go. This edition of Radiola is "You Have a Song!" Exclamation point. It's sort of more of a mood than a theme. But there are some wonderful songs in here, and also an indication of perhaps some warming trends that are occurring. It's starting to actually feel pretty nice when it's not overcast and drizzling. We began with Bob Balin and Rennie McAvoy. That was a Regal Xenophone from Australia, although I think this was originally issued in the States on Bluebird. "Then You'll Have a Song," and there it is. They were, you know, imitating all those instruments, 1938, and, well, it's, I guess that's a way to get a song. Other ways of getting a song are, sometimes you have to scheme a little more than that. Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, 1934, "Stomp It Off," and that's a great, great instrumental. Probably issued a little later than you'd expect for a 1934 recording. Because it's DECA 712B, you'd think it would be a little bit lower than that, but they hung on to their masters a while, and that was a good one, worth hearing. Our theme, Willard Robeson, the Panic Troubadours, "Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up," and yeah, wake up. It's a little warmer, it's not bad, it's beautiful out. And if you want this playlist, I'm Andy Senior, by the way, and this is my bailiwick. And it's feeling a little nicer here this time of year. Doc Dougherty and his orchestra. And if you want this playlist, by the way, I just about said that. RadiolaBlog.blogspot.com. Radiola, typed into your favorite search engine, may achieve favorable results. So attempt that if you don't want to try to remember all those slashes and dots and things. Doc Dougherty and his orchestra in 1929, and although it's not quite this warm yet, in fact, it's more like 65 in the shade, but with the season we've had, with the non-spring we've had, it'll certainly do, but this is 90 in the shade. Thank you. Elmer Schobel, a classic recording, Friars Society Orchestra, 1929. Frank Teschenmacher in there, and that guitar. I think that's Carl Berger. What a sound that is. Copenhagen, and yeah, it makes me want to pick up my guitar and play it, listening to that. It was almost a little Django, pre-Django, you might say, because Django was still playing banjo over in France and still had use of all his fingers at that point, but that had a bit of a Django-esque sound to it. Copenhagen, lovely sound there. Before that, the Dixie Daisies, which I think was in Irving Mills' group, although Benny Goodman's in there, and it's an odd thing. First, I heard this on a Sunbeam LP. That was some years ago, and I think my copy is maybe a hair better than the one on the transfer on that LP, but it's still not terrific, but it's okay. I don't know who the vocalist is. It might be Dick Morgan, and then again, it might not. There's something new about The Old Moon Tonight, 1929. Oh, yes. Beginning with Doc Doherty and his orchestra from 4-4 Rhythm on the Old Masters series. 90 in the Shade, 1929. By the way, Copenhagen was not taken from one of my own copies of it, which would have been a Brunswick reissue, but this was taken from the Frog Spawn White Hot Batch, and I just like saying that every once in a while, and that's on the Frog label, and you should definitely look that up. This is Radiola, and there's a lot of things we like saying. There's a lot of things that we can't say. There's a lot of things that we shouldn't say, and so we'll have to determine what the what the differences are there. Here's somebody who seems to have misplaced a particular word, or perhaps even a proper noun. Arthur Fields in 1927 on a Bell record, and I love this song because it just expresses. I'm trying to find the antithesis of a power ballad, and this would be it. I love it. I love it a lot because it's so. The more a song is like this, the more it bespeaks a sincerity. Oh, What a Pal Was Who's This, 1927.
Drink a toast till I forget his name. Oh, what a pal was Moses. In rain or shine, I love him just the same. For we've been friends in fair and stormy weather, because we went to different schools together. And oh, what a pal was Moses. From my old New Hampshire home in Tennessee. All the people started crying, tears were running up their cheeks. When that speaker started speaking, he spoke on for weeks and weeks. The waiter started running as they huddled in a group, and they got so absent-minded they forgot to fill the soup. Oh, what a pal was Moses. I really love her more than who can tell. What a pal was Moses. Her name was, oh, I used to know it well. pocket. I can't forget how she could pick my pocket. But oh, what a fellow fools is. From my old Kentucky home across the street.
My heart's a little lighter, the world's a little brighter, 'cause I'm surely in love. I feel so doggone happy, my baby looks so snappy. Let me tell you about this little dove. I'm wild about my baby, my baby's wild about me. There's nothing funny about that, 'cause that's like it ought to be. I'm wild about her petting, she likes the loving she's been getting. There's nothing funny about that, 'cause that's like it ought to be. Oh, please believe me, my baby's got those charms, a lot better form than Venus, 'cause Miss Venus has lost both arms. I promise that I'd be fair, she gave her boyfriend the air. There's nothing funny about that, 'cause that's like it ought to be. My brain is always reeling, my hopes have hit the ceiling, since I've had met my heart's desire. The skies to me are sunny, when she smiles I feel so funny, my heart's burning like a blazing fire. I'm wild about my baby's wild about me. There's nothing funny about that, that's like it ought to be. I'm wild about my baby's petting, she likes the loving that she's been getting. There's nothing funny about that, that's like it ought to be. Oh, please believe me, my baby's got wonderful charms, a lot better form than Venus, 'cause Miss Venus has lost both arms. I promise that I'd be fair, she gave her boyfriend the air. There's nothing funny about that, 'cause that's like it ought to be. Funny about that, 'cause that's like it ought to be. Yes, baby, just like it ought to be.
Just at the close of the day, when heaven is blinking, lovers go passing my way and see me alone. Ever since you went away, you started me thinking. I'm not the same as I used to be. Here's what I learned when you turned for me. A garden needs a lot of roses and all the kisses of the dew. And like the roses need the garden, I'm needing you. The birdies need a nest to rest in. Treetop needs a bird or two. And like the birdies need a treetop, I'm needing you. Every lover pair needs a loving pair. Lovers need the moon. He can only smile, peeping through a sky of blue. I've got a garden full of roses. The birds are singing for me too. Shining in a blue sky, I'm needing you. Bees need honey, banks need money, bread needs butter. daughter, it's true. Shoes need laces, shaves need faces, I'm needing you. Shirts need collars, the poor need dollars, the sun needs heavens of blue. Cars need chauffeurs, bows need sobers, I'm needing you. Some of these days, 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 oh, how you miss the sweetest kiss in the future. Don't forget, just remember this, that I need hours among the flowers, and you need some of them too. 'Cause I need loving for my loving, I'm needing you.
Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell, 1930 on Victor, and there's some great accompanists in there. I wouldn't venture to identify them, although there are people out there who listen to this show who will know every single one of them. I don't believe that's Eddie Lang on guitar. It might be, it's one of his close contemporaries, though, and probably Sinella Mosiello in close connection there too on there. I'm guessing, just a guess, but I'm needing you, yes, and I'm needing you to listen. I appreciate it, because otherwise it's just me talking to myself, which sometimes it feels like that anyway. But as long as I got a mouth, I'll use it. Sammy Cloud on a Van Dyke, it's a Grey Gull product, 1929. That's Like It Ought to Be, and there's some really selling that song very nicely. Beautiful, beautiful sound there on that. Not the sound, but the song, the approach to it. Beginning with Arthur Fields in 1927. Oh, what a pal was Who's This? And I know Who's This. He's he's nondescript, but I like him for that. This is Radiola, and this show is somewhat nondescript, but it's more of a mood, as I say, than a theme. The mood is happy. It's upbeat. We're warming, and we're trying to experience some joy here, and we're working on that as best we can. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm feeling good, and I'm just glad the songs I write are terrible, because I think that means I'm a better person for it. Here's The Southern Serenaders in 1923, Runnin' Wild.
Thank you. feet. Muddy water in the street. Just for zone shelter, down on the delta. Muddy water in my shoes. Rocking to those low-down blues. They live in ease and comfort down there, I declare. Been away a year today to wander and roam. I don't care if muddy there, but still it's my home. Got my toes turned Dixie way, round that delta let me lay. My heart cries out for muddy water.
Don Voorhees and his Earl Carroll's Vanities Orchestra, and that takes up a lot of room on the playlist, by the way, typing all that out. Harold Yates singing that, and it's one of those great five-minute diamond discs from 1927, Muddy Water, and I think, or I'm fairly certain, that you hear some great sounds by Red Nichols. I think that's Dick McDonough playing behind him. Wonderful sound on there, and that's marvelous stuff. Marvelous to have that. Those diamond discs don't often emerge to be played in that state, and I'm glad to be able to dig one out every once in a while, because they get short shrift, because they're sort of, you know, all that vertical stuff is it's a bit rumbly, it's a bit this and a bit that, and you have to mess with it a bit to make it sound at least acceptable. Before that, something I didn't have to mess with much, because it was a beautiful copy, and it's a lovely piece on Vocalion, 1923. Frank Banta, Cliff Hess, both playing pianos on Shake Your Feet. And I do have a diamond disc of that by Fletcher Henderson, but that's a good copy of that. Oh, yeah, I love it. The Southern Serenaders, whom I cannot possibly identify. There is some band, maybe it's Lannon, because I always suspect Sam Lannon is in the studio somewhere or about to get into the studio. But that's from 1923 on one of those striped cameo label things we have a few of. Runnin' Wild, great tune, and one of El Galadoro's favorites. He always would play that at the end of a show, even into his mid-90s he was doing that. So I hope to run wild into my mid-90s, too, at least into somebody's mid-90s. I hope mine. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola, and we're running wild, mildly, and we're just enjoying the weather here and our positive mood at being who we are at this point in time on this particular planet. Striped cameos. No, this isn't striped at all. This is one of those plain label jobs, but from 1925, also acoustic. Lucille Hegeman. In 1925 with, well, I don't take care of this either, but you wouldn't, don't tell my doctor, My Sugar.
Like a daffy dilly, Willie, I'm from Daffy Dilly, can you blame me? My cocoa and I'm simply cuckoo. Could you blame me? Could you blame me? You're the sweetest sweetie, even sweeter than you ought to be, 'cause you are my sugar. You're my sugar. I'm crazy for you. You're driving me mad. My sugar, my sweet sugar. You give me the thrills I never have had. I say when I meet her, she's a honey. Spend your money from this baby, you can take it. When it's cloudy, she can make it sunny. Spend your money when I build my sugar babe a home. We live in a little honeycomb for tears.
Positively, do I love her? Absolutely, positively, absolutely, and how? Is she nifty? Positively, under 50? Absolutely, positively, absolutely, and how? And was she hard to get? Did I say no? And does she love to pet? Oh, 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 oh. Oh, baby, does she love me positively? Do I love her absolutely, positively, absolutely, and how? Da-da-dum, da-da-dum, people think there's something wrong with me, 'cause all day long I'm writing poetry. First I laugh, and then I start to bawl. I'm not crazy, I'm in love at all. Does she set a pace that thrills me? Has she got a way that thrills me? Positively, absolutely, and say, is she gorgeous? Positively. Is she married? Well, what's the difference? Little things like that don't stand in our way. Is her complexion real? I ought to know. Has she got sex appeal? Oh, oh, oh.
as she saved her dollars and nickels. She's got more dough than hind has pickles. Positively, absolutely, and how? Positively, do I love her? Absolutely, positively, absolutely, and how? Classy figure, positively, full of vigor, absolutely, positively, absolutely, and how? Does she know how to nick? Did I say no? And ruin a dinner check? Oh, 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 oh. Oh, baby, is she swell and highfalutin? Am I proud, you doggone tootin'? Positively, absolutely, and how?
Charlie, shall we call the girls up?
That's a great idea. Go ahead, give them a ring.
Well, I'll try my luck. Hello, operator. I want main 6478. Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Gee, I hope they're home. Is she ringing them?
Yeah, she's just started.
You're lucky.
Hello, hello, honey. This is God. How are you? Well, that's fine. Your sister there?
That's right. Don't forget to tell them about me.
She is, dandy. Charlie's here with me. How about both of us coming up for a little while? Why, honey?
Don't let her talk you out of it now.
Oh, no, honey, you're mistaken.
Uh-oh, looks bad, looks bad.
No, no, we didn't break a date with you last night, honey. I told you we might come by. Oh, no, honey, you're mistaken entirely. It's just the opposite.
Not the post office.
Shut up, Charlie. I was talking to Charlie, honey. Please let us come up, will you? Oh, no, honey, you're wrong. We don't want to go anyplace else. Not for one thing we want to do. Listen to this.
All I want to do is to be with you. To know what's what, to know who's who. All I want of you who will be with me. All you gotta say is to say I do. You know me, I'll say it too. All I want to grow old home with the family free. But who'll be the papa?
I'll be the papa.
And oh, what a papa you'll be.
Tell me who'll be the mama?
I'll be the mama.
And oh, what a mama for me.
Gee, all I want to do is to be with you. To know what's not, to know what's new. All I want to do is to be with you.
I've got an awful lot to do. And of all I got to do, well, I don't do a doggone thing. I find that I'm just as busy as a bee. But it doesn't worry me, cause it don't mean a doggone thing. Morning, noon, and night, it seems that I find there's only one thing occupying my mind. All I gotta get is a girl like you, but you'll get me. What a break for you. All I want of you is to be with me.
Wow, you live on wow.
You've got everything, but you ain't got me. I ain't got you, that's a good break too. Honey, you will look so good on the family tree. But who'll be the baby?
I'll be the baby.
And oh, what a baby you'll be.
Tell me who'll rock the baby.
Why, I'll rock the baby.
Up and down on your knee.
Gee, all I gotta get is a 2x4. Way down south on the Florida shore. All I wanna do is to be with you.
That's all, honey. Goodbye.
Charles J. Carell, Freeman F. Gosden, All I Want to Do, 1926. This was still when they were in their Sam and Henry phase, before they became Amos and Andy, which was essentially the same show. But they were doing their own voices and referring to themselves by their own names in this piece. And the more I hear of their duets, the more I appreciate them. I have to say, they could do anything. In those days, performers could do anything. They could sing, dance, do comedy, dialect, what have you, and the more you could do, the more work you got. And today, people don't even do one thing most of the time. I don't know. Not naming names, but it's true. You just, you know, people are, they struggle just to accomplish one particular thing. But in those days, you had to have many things so you could always remain busy and stave off the starvation that would otherwise result. Before that, Art Fowler, who was a ukulele player, but he doesn't have it here on this recording, which is a perfect from 1927. Absolutely, positively. And you know that song. That's a good song. There's a song. You have a song. Our theme and our mood. Before that, My Sugar, 1925. Lucille Hugeman, a bit of a crunchy cameo, but well worth inclusion on this edition of Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and we're going to proceed with another song that a friend of mine used to play. A theater organist by the name of John Mazey used to play this song constantly into about his 90s. Dick Hyman and John Sheridan, two amazing piano duettists, playing a song that always makes me think of certain people, but John Mazey in particular, Dancing Tambourine.